This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, our focus, managing multi-site dairy operations. Our topic today, with insight from John Vosters, partner and livestock manager from MilkSource LLC.
Our dairies, Freedom Rosendale Dairy is in Rosendale or Pickett. Newchester Dairy is in Grand Marsh. Omro Dairy is in Omro. Labelle Dairy is in Labelle. CalfSource is in Greenleaf. HeiferSource is in Liberal, Kansas. And then we have some Drumlin Dairy and Chilton Dairy are in Chilton. And then we have a cheese plant over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So a little bit about, if you've ever seen one of our business cards, sustainability starts here. Means that we care for the land and environment, being pillars in our community and respectful of our neighbors. Obviously, caring for our cows and treating them humanely, being safe, and then being financially viable. Most important part of sustainability is profitability. Without it, can't have sustainability.
So how do you grow and prosper and get to multi-dairy siting?
It's all about the team and the people that we have. I have definitely learned along the way that organizing work is very, very critical. Specific jobs and specifically someone that is responsible to make sure they're getting it done in a specific way. Having protocols of how we want the work to be done and someone responsible that they are performed to expectation. And as you'll hear me say many, many times, we've always been blessed with a lot of really exceptional people that have learned and grown along with us. How do we care for our animals, which is the biggest challenge of multi-site dairying because dairying's 24/7. We use the what, how, when principle. So what tasks do we need to do? How do we want it done? And a certification process for how we want critical things done. And then when should it be performed? As part of our animal care initiative, we developed a logo and an act vest that people wear that are taking care of animals. And that just means that they're part of the animal care team and that they're also aware, concerned, and together. So this has been a big part for our industry in the past 10 years, the attacks that we've been under, and we don't want to ever be part of that. So we believe that a big part of caring for animals in the right way is the culture that we have and the people that we employ.
Comments from John Vosters, partner and livestock manager with MilkSource LLC on managing multi-site dairy operations, our topic today on our PDP Producer Tuesday.
We employ a leadership development process here at MilkSource. Our best people from the dairies go through training on how to become better leaders and team members. The first part of being a good leader is being a good teammate. So we've developed a process of our best people are ones that are homegrown and not hired because they learned and grew in our culture. Everyone loves a compliment. It's probably our most challenging thing to regularly do, but the genuine appreciation for someone doing their job right is always welcome. Before multi-site, make really, really, really sure that you can't expand at your current site. My mind wasn't as open as my partner's Jim was of we can put a parlor and a barn here. I'm like, well, but there's a building or a house already there. Having more on the same site is more valuable. So think about all the possibilities because it's a lot harder a half an hour away, an hour away. Missouri is 6 hours away. Like that's a lot more challenging than having more at the same site. So we envy the guys in Texas that can have 30,000 on a site with their young stock. So the other one, I guess, would come back to being organized and having people responsible and letting them grow into that position as can't be the guy doing the stuff. Sharing that responsibility and organizing that work, that's going to have to be part of your daily thing because your life shouldn't get considerably more difficult because you've made a multi-site. Maybe in the very short run, it's more challenging, but ultimately, lifestyle should it should not be negatively impacted by that considerably in the long run.
That's John Vosters, partner and livestock manager with MilkSource LLC on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.